Quarter Cabbing, promoting the brand. Introduction. Entrepreneurship happens when someone sees a market need and has an idea that will satisfy that need. The entrepreneur follows up, explores, and develops the idea into a real product or service. In post-war Britain in the late 1940s and 1950s, Donald Shepherd saw that there was a need for simple, easy-made portable buildings. These had the potential to provide all sorts of accommodation. Donald worked on his concept and began production of the first porter cabin buildings in 1961, registering the porter cabin trademark in 1963. Today, Porter Cabin provides modular and portable buildings for many uses. These include offices, nurseries, classrooms, doctors' surgeries, and airport buildings. Porter Cabin is the UK market leader in modular construction. Its products meet the accommodation needs of many different customers. It delivers products and services tailored to individual customer requirements. Porter Cabin is a well-known brand, and most potential customers already know the company's name. Porter Cabin promotes its business in ways that clearly distinguish its products and services from those of its competitors. This case study explores how Porter Cabin promotes its brand. The starting point is a market analysis to identify the key reasons why customers buy its products. Market analysis. A market is where buyers and sellers come together to exchange products for money. Physical markets take place every week all over the country. In business, the concept of a market applies to any product or service for which there are buyers and sellers. There are two main types of market that reflect the type of customers the market serves. There are markets where the customers are individual consumers. These are known as B2C, business-to-consumer markets. There are also markets where the customers are businesses. These are called B2B, business-to-business markets. Porter Cabin deals exclusively in B2B markets. It sells to organisations such as schools and hospitals. B2B markets have different characteristics to B2C markets. For example, business customers often buy in bulk to get good deals on price. Most businesses have a specialist centralised buying function, which allows them to negotiate the price. Specialist buyers carefully assess the options and never make impulse buys. Understanding how B2B markets work helps Porter Cabin organise its promotions in the right way. An important indicator of the value customers give to a range of products is market share. Porter Cabin is the leading supplier in its market sector. This means that Porter Cabin has a greater share of any sales than any other brand supplying this market. The Porter Cabin market share is currently 15%. As a comparison, Sainsbury's has around 16% of the UK supermarket market. The market share is arrived at by a calculation, the sales of Porter Cabin products, divided by the total sales in the market, times by 100, equals 15%. To understand why it is the leading supplier and to maintain its position, Porter Cabin undertakes market research. There are various ways of undertaking market research: by questionnaire, by telephone survey, and by focus groups. Its research shows that customers return to Porter-Cabin because of the quality and reliability of its products. The key Porter-Cabin message is quality, this time, next time, every time. This message always accompanies the Porter-Cabin brand name. Porter-Cabin also states that it will be on time, on budget, our promise. These are explicit statements about reliability and quality. They provide a focus for staff and reassurance for customers. Customer satisfaction is crucial. Porter-Cabin has a customer satisfaction index. This currently scores 9 out of 10, which means that customers have had positive experiences in their whole dealings with Porter-Cabin. Delivering on quality and providing customer satisfaction is vital in retaining customers. These are important considerations when Porter-Cabin plans promotional activity. Above-the-line promotion. Above-the-line promotion involves the use of advertising to reach a mass audience. It is mainly used to reach consumers, but it can be used in B2B markets. Advertising creates general brand awareness. Various media can carry the advertising message. These have different strengths and weaknesses. Television and radio can reach a wide range of consumers. Porter-Cabin does not use these media for promoting this businesses. It is difficult to measure responses. It is also expensive. A typical television advertising campaign might cost £500,000. The national press and consumer magazines are aimed mainly at consumers. As market leader, Porter-Cabin has high brand awareness. It does not need to promote widely to this audience. It is also difficult to measure responses from newspaper and magazine advertising. Trade journals target a business audience. Porter-Cabin places articles or advertorials in selected trade journals when it needs to highlight its products and services to other businesses. It also does this to differentiate its brand from competitors. This is known as brand defence. Below-the-line promotion. Porter-Cabin uses only above-the-line methods in limited circumstances. Instead, it usually relies on below-the-line promotion. This involves a range of methods over which the business has more direct control and which can be targeted at specific groups of customers. Sales promotions offer customers incentives to encourage them to buy goods and services. In B2C markets, typical sales promotions include bog off, buy one, get one free offers, price discounts, 10% off this week, giveaways, and competitions to win holidays or cash prizes. In most B2B markets, however, these offers would not be relevant to the people who make the purchase decisions. Porter-Cabin customers are making large investments. They require unique products to suit a one-off purpose. Porter-Cabin offers solution and value-based benefits, like adding in air conditioning to a building. Direct mail enables a business to target existing and potential customers with its sales messages. Porter-Cabin uses this method of promotion extensively, sending out leaflets and brochures to maintain brand awareness. This means the company remains in its customers' minds the next time they need to make a purchase. Direct mailing is a productive way of promoting to existing customers for several reasons. Porter Cabin already has the names of contacts in existing customer businesses. In addition, it can easily access the names of people from other parts of these businesses who have expressed interest in Porter Cabin products, such as people who have signed up for its newsletter. The company can measure the response rate from a direct mail campaign and can follow up inquiries. Public relations is used to enhance the image of a company. It involves communication with groups outside the company, such as customers, shareholders, government, and the public. This can take different forms. Product launches. Businesses invite the press to the launch of new products. This may lead to free and hopefully favourable publicity. Sponsorship. Large companies provide financial for events such as Formula One or the Olympics in return for the right to promote their brand names during the event. Charitable donations. Businesses may participate in fundraising events like Comic Relief or Children in Need. This provides an opportunity to put the company name in front of very large television audiences. Press releases. Companies issue short news stories about their operations, which may then appear in television reports or newspaper articles. Porter Cabin has issued press releases announcing that it has helped create nursery accommodation at a hospital in Salford, provided a building for an incubator unit at the famous Papworth Hospital in Cambridgeshire, and supplied a new teaching block at York St John College in Yorkshire. These are commercial sales, but they are also good public relations stories that attract newspaper interest. The resulting articles name Porter Cabin acting as free advertising and product endorsement. Customer newsletters and magazines also provide strong communications channels. Porter Cabin can include information for customers about the market and the company. Porter Cabin shares information with its customers to show it is a knowledge-based business. This means that it appears open and trustworthy. These publications feature case studies highlighting products that serve particular uses. These demonstrate how Porter Cabin products can meet different customer requirements. New media is increasingly used by Porter Cabin in its promotions. Email is an inexpensive way to send product updates and news alerts. The Porter Cabin product range grows rapidly, and email can keep customers up to date. Porter Cabin tracks every inquiry and response and follows up potential sales leads. The internet is also important for Porter Cabin. Research shows that 72% of business buyers rate the web as their top source of information. Porter Cabin uses search engine optimization, web tools to ensure that its website shows at the top of every relevant search results page. Porter Cabin also uses paid-for web advertising, such as pay-per-click on Google, to profile its business to prospective customers. Evaluating promotion. The overall aim of all Porter Cabin promotional campaigns is to generate inquiries and sales. Porter Cabin sets a target of how many inquiries it wants to achieve for each campaign. It can then measure responses to assess whether the campaign has been a good investment. Porter Cabin records the number of inquiries during and after a campaign. This is known as the response rate. Each campaign has a code, so it is possible to identify which campaign generated each response. the number of inquiries, together with the number of orders they generate, tells Porter Cabin whether the campaign has given a good return on investment, ROI. Before each new campaign, Porter Cabin looks back at the effectiveness of previous promotions to help it decide which type of campaigns give the best return on investment. Conclusion. Promotional campaigns use a range of channels to help businesses reach customers with their messages. In business-to-business markets, sales promotions techniques and above-the-line campaigns are not used extensively. Porter Cabin does not invest in television campaigns, radio adverts, or big newspaper adverts. Its promotion works around the needs of large-scale professional buyers. These customers need information about Porter Cabin products and the benefits these can offer their organizations. They need confidence that the company is reputable and can deliver on its promise. Porter Cabin focuses on providing customers with accurate and timely information throughout its own magazines and its website. It takes care to develop promotional campaigns that target customers through direct mail and email. Porter Cabin assesses its promotions carefully. It measures the volume of business generated by each promotional campaign to evaluate whether it has met its targets.